归与回流，看信仰人生。
This afternoon, the topic of our sermon is a faith lesson from the Simon Return.
有人说我们住在加拿大是很幸福的一群。
People describe that it is very, very fortunate for people to live in Canada.
因为我们的生活环境很靠近大自然。
Because our life is very close to nature.
Yeah, 因为大自然是神所创造的。
Nature is created by God.
当你很容易的去靠近大自然，欣赏大自然的时候。
And when you have very easy access to the nature, and you are very close to nature,
就会不知不觉的就会跟神，跟造物的神越来越靠近。
Then unintentionally, you also would be drawing closer to God.
像现在是季节的转换。
For example, now is the season changing.
虽然我们听到很多咳嗽的声音，很多生病的同龄的代祷名单。
We have heard a lot of people coughing and a lot of people are sick, and we need to pray for them.
但是也是因为这个季节的转换，我们看到这个森林的树的叶子的颜色的变化。
However, also because of the changing of the season, we can see the changing of the colors on the leaves.
而这个每年的十月到十月中间呢，也是大自然里面的这个归雨的回流。
And also, the time, the month of October is usually the time when there is a Simon run.
有时候我们想说，到底智慧在哪里
？Sometimes we think about where is wisdom.
啊，可能你会去看书，或者是去上学。
Maybe you go to school or you read a lot of books.
其实真正的智慧啊，都藏在大自然里面。
But in fact, true wisdom is hidden in nature.
我们看旧约的所罗门王。
Let's look at King Solomon in the Old Testament.
我们看列王记下的第四章。
Please refer to 2 Kings chapter 42.
列王记上，对不起，列王记上的第四章。
Sorry, 1 Kings chapter 4.
列王记上的第四章。
First Kings chapter 4.
29节。
Verse 29.
列王记上第四章29节。
First Kings chapter 4, verse 29.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不能测量。
And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceeding greatness, great understanding and largeness of heart, like the sand on the seashore.
在旧约圣经里面最有智慧的就是所罗门王了。
In the Old Testament, the wisest person was Solomon.
那神给他很大的智慧。
And God gave him great wisdom.
那所罗门的智慧显现在哪个地方呢？
And how was his wisdom shown?
除了他很会写诗跟箴言之外
not only did he write a lot of psalms and proverbs.
所罗门呢还会观察神所创造的大自然。
He also knew to observe the nature that God created.
我们看第三十三节
，verse 33.
他论草木，自黎巴嫩的香柏树，直到墙上的牛丝草，又讲论飞禽走兽、昆虫水族。
Also, he spoke of trees from the cedar of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, of birds, of creeping things, and of fish.
所罗门所讲的人生的道理，不单只是大道理，那些很哲学性的东西。
The words of Solomon was not only about life or only about these philosophies.
他还可以从神所创造的花草树木，还有飞禽走兽，还有包括水中的鱼啊，都有神的道理隐藏在里面。
He was also able to explain the word of God, from the creation of God, the flowers, trees, the animals and fish.
上个礼拜天，我们教会在教会负责人的精心的安排之下呢，我们上了一节大自然美好的一课。
Last Sunday, we had a very good lesson regarding nature.
大家可能觉得说，哎呀，我们住了三台的这个黄色的校巴。
We rented 3 school buses.
坐了差不多来回坐了6个钟头的车。
And it took us about 6 hours round trip.
去了北边的欧文桑那边要看归雨回流，还有看枫叶。
We went to Owen Sound to see the leaves as well as salmon runs.
当然，校巴当然没有这种旅游巴那么舒服。
Of course, the school buses are not as comfortable as a tour bus.
但是坐校巴也提醒我们是学生啊。
However, sitting on the school bus also reminded us that we are still students.
我们在神面前啊是学生，要上课的课本就是在大自然里面。
In front of God, we are still students, and we need to learn about the lessons of nature.
上个礼拜天天气很好，很温暖。
Last Sunday was very warm. It was very nice weather.
去到那边了，没有什么枫叶。
We went there.
有枫叶，但是没有变黄。
We saw a lot of maple leaves, but they were not very colorful.
但是还是有枫叶。
Yes, there were maple leaves.
那呢，我们也看到三文鱼了，鲑鱼的回流。
We also saw salmon.
三文鱼我们每个礼拜都在吃了。我们在加拿大最常见、最便宜的、最有营养的鱼就是三文鱼。
In Canada, we have a lot of opportunity to eat salmon.
但是要看到回流了，这种机会啊，除非你特别开车去，不然的话也很难得。
However, to look at salmon runs, unless you purposely drive to a place, otherwise you don't see it very often.
那到底从三文鱼的或是鲑鱼的回流里面呢，我们可以学习到什么属灵的道理呢？
So what can we learn from the return of the salmon?
我们今天呢就来复习一下，也来思考一下。
Let's also think about this.
对有趣的弟兄姐妹，我们可以再思考。
For those brothers and sisters who went, we can think about this again.
如果你没去了，那可能听完之后呢，希望你以后也找时间看看神的大自然。
And if we did not get a chance to go this time, maybe in the future, you can also take a moment and go take a look to think about the lessons of nature.
那第一样我们要谈的是神奇妙的设计。
First, we need to talk about this very wonderful design of God.
我们先看罗马书的第一章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
The book of Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章第十九节是我们布道会常常会讲的。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19, we often read this verse in our evangelical services.
罗马书一章十九节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
神的事，人所能知道的，人显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。第二十节。
20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能跟神性是明明可知的，虽然眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
这是神的事情啊，人可以知道的，已经在你心里了，应该已经知道了。
Here describes that what may be known of God has already been put into man's heart.
神看不见，但是神造的东西人可以看得见。
God is invisible, however, God's creation is visible.
就像你看到一幅画，你看到这幅画很漂亮，你一定知道它有一个画家把它画出来。
Just like when you see a very beautiful painting, you would naturally think about that there must be a painter who painted it.
你看一个建筑物的美或者是复杂，你就知道建筑师的伟大。
When you look at a very wonderful, very nice building, you would think about the architect that designed the building.
那今天很多人说，这个世界的动物啊，或者人啊，都是自然有的，都是进化而来的。
And some people today claim that all the animals, all human beings today, they came about naturally, they came from evolution.
但是圣经却讲得很清楚。
However, the Bible is very clear on this.
而所有的生物，包括人类的，都是神直接创造的。
All living beings, all living animals, including human beings, were directly created by God.
一创造的时候呢，里面有一种特性，或者是身体的每一个部位，让它可以生存呢，都是经过设计的。
And during God's creation, He designed every part of the body so that the animals can live.
那我们就来看看呢，这个神所创造的三文鱼或是鲑鱼有什么特别。
So let's take a look at one of God's creation, salmon, and see what's special about it.
你说没有什么特别，我每个礼拜都在吃啊，三文鱼头可以煮汤，那个肉可以煎。
You may feel that there's nothing special about it because we eat it every day. The head can be cooked into soup, or you can have sashimi.
但是我们仔细看看三文鱼，其实很奇妙。
But if you look at salmon, it is very wonderful.
我们现在请 AV 的把那个一些照片我先出出来给大家看一下。
We have some pictures to show on the projector.
那同时呢，我们请把灯光稍微调暗一点。
We can also maybe dim the light a little bit.
Selena, 麻烦你把灯光调暗一点好，第一个图片next page.
Is the
再暗一点，再暗一点，好，这样可以了，大家不要睡着就可以了。这个神创造的三文鱼都是有一个cycle 的，有一个生命的一个历程。
All salmons they go through a cycle.
成年的鱼呢，它每年产卵的时候呢，都要再回到这个比较淡水的地方、溪水的地方，再有卵的地方、比较浅水的地方才会产卵。
Adult fish they would return back to shallow water in order to lay eggs.
那些卵呢，受精之后呢，就会在这个河或者是小溪来慢慢变成幼鱼。
And the eggs they would gradually hatched into a small fish.
然后呢，在它 在 河水当中慢慢长大到 一定的这个 size 的时候呢
and in the river when they continue to grow to a certain size
然后他们就会一群的这样就游向大海
then group by group they will swim towards the ocean
然后他们会在海洋啊生存生活看地区了有一些像我们上个礼拜去看那个三文鱼了鲑鱼了他们就会在那个 Georgian Bay 那边呢生活三到四年
and they usually live in this ocean for example last week we went there they probably spent 3 or 4 years in the Georgian Bay
然后当他们成熟了 那些 母的或者 吃腥的鱼呢他们就要成群的要游回他的出生地那条小溪当中呢在那边要产卵
And after the adult fish has reached a certain stage, then all the female fish, they will return back to the place where they were born, the river, and lay eggs again.
整个过程呢是很辛苦的。
And this whole process is very a lot of trouble.
他们要找到自己出生的地方。
They have to find their birthplace.
要逆流而上。
And they also have to swim against the current.
在游泳的过程当中呢，要千辛万苦。
And during this journey, it was very harsh.
到了最后呢，产完卵了。
And afterwards, after they laid the eggs,
那么他们就会死亡。
Then they would die.
那新的生命呢，就会再重新的开始。
And then the new life begins.
这个每个小学生或者是我们都可能都知道的。
We probably all have learned about this in school.
但是呢，这个就是生命的一个循环。
But this is a cycle of life.
这个第一告诉我们一个什么属灵的道理呢
？And so, what does this teach us in terms of our spiritual faith?
我们看传道书。
Let's refer to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章的第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
传道书第三章的第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
凡事都有定期啊，天下万物都有定时。
To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出有时。
A time to born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted.
这段圣经我们都很熟悉。
We are all very familiar with this passage.
是传道者，就是所罗门，他经历了人生之后讲出了智慧的话。
Here, King Solomon, after he has experienced life, he shared his experience.
他说神所创造的一切都有他的时候。
He described that everything that God created has its own time.
出生有时，长大有时，死亡也有时。
A time to be born, a time to grow up, and a time to die.
最重要的是什么呢
？What is the most important?
我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
是神所创造的每一个时候都有该做的事情。
So in God's creation, all things have the things that they need to do at any certain time.
虽然鲑鱼没有戴手表。
Even though salmon fish, they do not wear watches.
他也没有日历可以看。
They also don't know how to read the calendar.
但是鲑鱼都会知道神给他的时候。
However, these fish, they know how to behave according to God's time.
什么时候出生，什么时候长大，什么时候回来。
When to be born, when to grow up, and when to return.
其实一切都在神的掌控当中。
And in everything is under the control of God.
那刚刚那个 cycle 我们人呢也是有一个循环呢。
And we look at the cycle of the fish just now. In the same way, as human beings, we also have our own cycle.
你问一下你自己是什么年纪呢？
You can ask yourself, at what stage of life are you at right now?
在座有一些母亲是怀孕的，肚子里面有这个卵，有这个 baby 还没有产出来。
There are some pregnant mothers among us who have yet to give birth.
也有小鱼，我们很多小朋友。
We also have little fishes. We have a lot of children.
也有大鱼有我们的壮年呢。
We also have big fish, our adults.
也有长辈们，也是老鱼。
We also have our elders. We are old fish.
一切的时候都掌握在神的手中。
And all these times are controlled by God.
让我们对神有敬畏的心。
So that we can fear God.
我们也要接受神一切的安排。
We also need to accept God's arrangement.
生有时，死有时。
There is a time to be born, a time to die.
但是如果你认识神呢
？But if you know God,
有了信仰
，if you have faith,
在一切的事情上面，神都是美好的。
Then in all things.All things are wonderful.
一切都交托在神的手里。
Because all things are in the hand of God.
好了，我们再看回来这个三文鱼的特性。
Let's come back to the characteristic of salmon.
我们怎么样知道神的伟大呢
？How do we know how great God is?
因为这个三文鱼每年都要回流会三到四年长大的时候都要回流到自己出生的这个小溪小河里面产卵。
Because these salmon fishes, they have to return back to the place, their birthplace, to lay eggs.
好，我们再看下一幅图画啊。下一幅图画。
Next picture.
下一幅图画。
Next slide.
Next slide. 下一幅图画。好。下一幅。Next slide. 好，可能宕机啊。啊，不是这个。刚刚那一幅。
Previous.
OK. 这个我们这是上个礼拜有去的。有去欧文山的，我们就看到这个小溪啊。
This is what we saw last week. It's a small creek.
这个水啊，是从这边这样流上来的。
The water comes from this direction.
啊，那三文鱼呢？那个鲑鱼呢？就是要从海边，从那个卓尊贝那边一直找到自己出生的那个地方，然后从这里呢就游上来。
And salmon, these salmon, they have to swim from Jordan Bay all the way upstream.
好了，那这个就是神的创造的伟大了。
This is the how great God's creation is.
我们知道啊，在大自然当中都没有路标了，没有路牌了。
We know that in nature you don't find any road signs.
那么这个鲑鱼啊，从出生到回来呢，中间已经经过三到四年。
However, from the time the fish was born to the time he returns, it's already 3 or 4 years.
那时候产卵的时候呢，他们不是随便都可以产，不是随便找一条河就上去，他们一定要挑那个他出生的地方。
And when they lay eggs, they cannot just lay eggs anywhere, in any river. It has to be their birthplace.
那科学家有做研究，他把那个鱼啊，那个鱼苗幼小的时候喷盐渍，然后到他们长大的时候回来，发觉哎，真的是从哪里出来就回来哪里。
And some of the scientists have already studied this, that they would spray a paint on these small fish and also track them when they come back and realize that they indeed return back to the same place.
我们来看看呢、啊，像那个鲑鱼可能能够回到自己的出生地，这个神迹。
So let's take a look at this miracle of how salmon can return to its own birthplace.
我们不晓得在座有没有弟兄姐妹很没有方向感的，每次走路每次会迷路的，有没有
？I don't know if any of you has no sense of direction at all that you get lost every time.
明明去这个地方去了150次了，还是要 GPS。
That even to a place where you have gone more than 100 times, you still need a GPS.
就算你很有方向感，至少也要打开眼睛嘛，开车的时候。
Even if you have a very good sense of direction, you still need to open your eyes when you drive.
至少也要看路牌嘛。
You still need to read the sign.
至少也要开车灯嘛。
You still need to turn on your headlight.
但是那个鲑鱼呢，什么都没有。
However, we see that salmon, they don't have anything.
在这个茫茫大海里面。
In the vast ocean.
它到底有什么办法可以那么精准的找到它出生的那条小溪？
How is it able to so accurately find the river that it was born?
这个科学家到现在还解释不出来。
Even to this day, scientists cannot explain this.
我现在交流，我们上个礼拜有去欧文山，然后给了一台车，晚上不可以开车灯，不可以开 GPS， 不可以看地图，就得开回去那个看那个鱼的地方。我看没有几个人可以找得到。
If I put you in a car and tell you that you cannot look at your GPS or turn on the headlight and ask you to return back to Owen Sound, the place where we went last week, you probably cannot find it at all.
除非你很熟那个地方。
Unless you are very familiar with the place.
但是神给鲑鱼的天然的这个特性。
However, God gave this innate nature to salmon.
三文鱼的一生到了最后都是要回到它出生的地方。
That the life of salmon, the purpose is to return back to their birth.
从哪里出来回到哪里。
From where they came from, they have to return to that place.
这是一个属灵最很深奥的智慧。
This is also a very deep spiritual mystery.
那我们不是三文鱼。
We are not salmon.
这是我们是神所创造比三文鱼、比高鲑鱼还高等的这个人类。
But we human beings were also created by God, and we are higher than fish.
我们也要找我们人类的出生的源头啊。
We also need to look for the source, the origin of our life.
我们看使徒行传十七章。
Let's refer back to Acts chapter 17.
26节
verse 26.
使徒行传十七章二十六节。
Acts 17 verse 26.
使徒行传十七章二十六节。
Acts 17 verse 26.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的连线和所住的疆界。
And he has made men, made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the earth of the earth, all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings.
又叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。
so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us.
我们生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们做事的人，有人说我们也是他所生的。
For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of you, our own poet have said, for we are also his offspring.
圣经的话已经被科学证明了。
The words of the Bible has already been proven by science.
圣经说神从一本，就是一个人，或是一对夫妻，创造万族的人。
The Bible described that God has made from one man, one blood, every nation of man.
我们今天有很多世界各地有很多不同的文化的人，不同的种族的人。
Today, all around the world, we have different people, different culture.
用颜色分，可以说白的、黄的、黑的、杂色的都有。
If you want to distinguish a man from color, you can say there is black, white, all the different colors.
但是科学家已经证明了。
However, scientists have proven
人类有共同的祖先
that human beings have the same ancestor.
把人类的 DNA 来整合起来，发觉人是从所有不同的人类是从一对人类的夫妻开始的。
That we can trace our ancestry back to one pair, one couple.
这是这证明圣经的话。
And this proves the words of the Bible.
神从一本造出万族的人。
That from one man, one blood, every nation were made.
那为什么要造人呢？
Why?
神就要我们呢，找我们自己的源头啊。
Because God wants us to find the source.
好，神给我们连线跟疆界。
God has given us time and boundary.
我们在时间跟空间的限制之下。
We are under the limit of time and space.
每个人都逃不出这两个线大限。
No one can escape these two boundaries.
时间到了，你就要走了。
When the time comes, you have to leave.
你无论你是乞丐或是皇帝，你都要走。
Whether you are a beggar or you are an emperor, you have to go.
就好像三文鱼，三年也好，四年也好，时间到了，他就要回来。
Just like salmon, three or four years later, it needs to return.
哎呀，还有所活的疆界也有限制。
Also, the place where we live, the boundaries of the place where we live is also pre-appointed.
这鲑鱼很会游泳，有一些游到亚洲，有些亚拉斯加，但是时间到了，它也就回来产卵。
So even though some of the fish that can swim very far, but when the time comes, it has to return back to lay eggs.
你这人可以在世上活着的时候去很多的地方。
Now while you are still living on this world, you can go to many places.
我们现在生活在多伦多。
Now we have lived in Toronto.
可能离开你的出生地，移民之前来的地方啊，几千几万公里。
Perhaps you are thousands of miles away from the place you were born.
但是时间一到了，你就要归回。
However, when the time comes, you have to return.
归回哪里呢？
Where are you returning to?
归回尘土。
You return back to dust.
灵啊，要归回创造灵的神啊。
And your spirit will return back to the creator of the spirit.
我们看这个诗篇第九十篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 90.
人也是要归回啊。
Human beings also need to return.
我们看诗篇第九十篇第三节。
Psalm 90 verse 3.
诗篇九十篇第三节。
Psalm 90 verse 3.
你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
You turn men to destruction and say, "Return, O children of men."
啊，这里是神人摩西所写的话。
Here were words written by Moses.
是这里说你使世人归回。
Here it says that you turn a man to destruction.
这个是大自然的定律。
This is a laws of nature.
为什么冬天黄叶要树叶要变黄要落叶？
Why is it that in the winter time the leaves will turn yellow and the leaves will fall?
这是归回啊。
It is to return.
那个土地那个树的营养从土出来的，所以它的叶子要归回它的土地上面。
The trees got its nutrients from the soil, so it also needs to return back to the soil.
我们人也是从尘土造出来的。
As human beings, we were also made from dust.
所以人死了就是要归尘土。
Therefore, after we passed away, we have to return back to dust.
但是灵魂呢，要归回创造我们灵魂的神。
However, our soul needs to return back to God who created us.
这个归回的观念一定要常常放在头脑里面。
This concept of return has to be in our mind always.
我们才不会在世俗的引诱或者是忙碌当中啊迷失自己。
So that we will not be lost in the temptation of this world or in the busyness of our life.
你这世界拥有再多。
Doesn't matter how much you own in this world.
你有一天也是要放手，也是要归回。
One day you have to let go and return.
你这世上很卑微，很穷。
Even if you are very lowly on earth,
世人看不起你。
Even people look down on you.
这个也是暂时的。
But this is also temporary.
有一天你要归回到神那边。
One day you need to return back to God.
神怎么看你还比较重要。
It is more important how God views you.
我们今天人呢的眼光啊，常常放在世界的事情上面。
Today as human beings, we often put our eyesight on the things of the earth.
你赚多少钱？我赚多少钱？哎呀，那我要更努力。
How much do you earn? How much do I earn? So I need to work harder.
你的房子有多大？我的房子那么小。哎，不行。
How big is your house and how small is my house? Therefore, it is not good for me.
比来比去。
You like to compare.
都是在物质上面。
But we only compare physical things.
但是不要忘记。
But we should not forget.
有一天你要归回。
One day you must return.
最近我看很多弟兄姐妹都有上网嘛，都有WeChat 啊、微信啊，或是 Facebook 啊。
A lot of our brothers and sisters are online. We use WeChat or Facebook.
你看一个人在网上分享什么，你就知道他的价值在哪里。
And if you look at what kind of things a person shares online, then you will know where his values are.
有一些人喜欢食物啊，所以每次分享都是食物。
Some people like to eat. They are foodies. Therefore. They always share pictures of food.
去哪里吃了什么，一定要告诉全世界。
Or if they go somewhere to eat something, they have to share it to the whole world.
有些人喜欢去玩啊，去哪里玩啊，照片一定要告诉全世界。
Some people
他去了这个地方玩。
Like to travel, so wherever they travel, they have to take pictures and share it to the world.
有一些人发觉是好文章，就反想分享一些好文章给弟兄姐妹。
Some people when they come across good articles, they would like to share articles.
当然要分享的，我们要挑有意义的比较好。
And of course, we need to share things that are meaningful.
不是说你不可以分享一些世俗的东西。
It's not to say that you cannot share anything that's worldly.
但是要分享的，要分享最好的。
But if you want to share, you should share the best.
前几天在微信上面有一个弟兄分享了几张照片。
A few days ago on WeChat, I saw a brother who shared some pictures.
他突然间 po 了很多这个坟墓的照片放上去。
He all of a sudden posted a lot of pictures of a graveyard.
因为他去散步啊。
Because he went to take a stroll.
散步的时候啊，那个经过那个墓园，他就进去看。
And while he was walking, he passed by a cemetery, so he went in.
他就把他看到了很多的这个墓园的墓碑啊，很特别的墓碑都照下来。
So he took pictures of a lot of these tombstones.
那有一些的小孩子的墓碑啊，这个小孩子从今年到今年，加起来才不到十岁。
Some were graves for little kids. That if you count the years, it was less than 10 years.
有一些墓碑呢，就是说他很爱他的太太，他们活着的时候呢是相爱的，那么葬在一起。
And some tombstones would say that this person loved his wife and they were greatly in love.
他 po 了很多这个墓碑的照片。
So this person posted out of the pictures.
他很有感受啊。
He was very touched.
这是人生啊。
Because this is life.
无论你的人生有多长多短，到最后肉体就是归于尘土。
Doesn't matter how long or short your life is. At the end, you return back to dust.
我看他 po 了之后都没有人给他赞。
And I saw that after he posted these pictures, nobody liked it.
我就觉得他很孤单，我就给他这个赞。
So I felt that he was very lonely, so I just liked it.
圣经说当思念人生的结局。
The Bible described that you need to think about the endings of man.
你迟早也是要面对的。
Because you have to face it one day.
你还是要归回啊。
You need to return.
问题是你归回之前你准备好没有？
The question is whether before you return, are you prepared?
像那个鲑鱼，它一定要回流的。
Just like salmon, it has to return, it has to go back.
你准备好没有？
Are you prepared?
鲑鱼都不会忘记要归回。
We see that even this fish, they don't forget to return.
如果它没有归回啊，都是被人类抓去当小虾米。
Because if they don't return, then they will probably become food for human beings.
他自己不会忘记的。
It does not forget.
他时间到了，他就要回去。
When the time comes, it goes.
那我们生活那么忙，有时候也没有因为太忙了，生活忘记。有一天，我们是要归回到神那边。
And we have such busy lives. Do we forget that we must return back to God one day?
所以这个是一个非常宝贵的道理。
So this is a very precious teaching.
不要迷失在这个。忙碌的世界的海洋当中。
We should not be lost in the busy ocean of this world.
随时准备好要见主。
We have to always be prepared to return back.
可能是一个意外，你不知道。
It could be an accident.
可能是一次生病，你不知道。
It could be a sickness.
也可能是你活得很老，所以说把你接回去也不知道。
Or you don't know. Maybe it is just that you live to a very old age and then you return home.
关键不是你到底活了多久。
The key is not how long you live.
关键是你到底有没有常常做准备。
The key is whether you are always prepared.
那这个三文鱼还有另外一个特性。
There's also another characteristic of this salmon.
它在归回的过程当中呢，要克服很多人的苦难。
During the process of it returning, it has to go through many harsh conditions.
我们再看回来一些照片啊。
Let's return back to the slides.
我们看看那个照片。
Take a look at a few more photos.
下一张啊。
Next.
好。 从第一张开始来。 来，下一个。 下一个。 Next one.
Next.
好，OK，好， 这个就是另外一个角度来看，我们上个礼拜去的这个鱼啊，要从这边呢这样游上去。
Here's another angle of the river that we saw that the fish has to return back this way.
所以因为这个沙门鱼这个地方呢是人工特别帮助它，它就盖一层一层，像楼梯这样，不是这个。
Because you see that there's man-made steps in this creek,
next
to help the fish to go back.
Next one. 好，再 next one.
Next one.
好，那这个这条就是三文鱼。好，this
is salmon.
好，鲑鱼。我们那天看到的鱼比较少，可能那个季节不是很配合的。我们那天好像人比较多。
We only saw very few fishes that day. We probably saw more human.
但是你仔细看里面呢，其实还是有的。But
if you look at it carefully, you could still see some.
那这一条啊是其中一条，它已经上到某一个地方，刚好跳上去之后呢就很累，在这边就休息比较久。
This was one of them, and it has already reached certain stage, so it was taking a break.
这条比较大哦。It's
also a bigger fish.
其实在这个上尾鱼回流的时候呢，他们要停止进食。 进食，不吃东西。
And in fact, that when the salmon returns, it has to fast.
他们要靠体内的脂肪啊，要给他们力量，要游回去。
It would not eat anything. It has to rely on the energy that is already inside their body.
所以他们的身体也会有些改变。
So their body also change.
所以他们的皮啊也会变比较粗。
So their skins would become thicker.
还有呢，有的时候他们颜色会改变，因为体内有一些激素啊，会让它颜色会改变。
Also, the color of their body also changes.
那这条鱼呢，我就观察它，它在那边等很久啊，休息，因为太累了，要跳一级的话很辛苦，所以要停下来。
So I was looking at this fish after it had jumped one step, it was resting for quite some while.
那天呢？ 小朋友在看，好像其中有一个小朋友比较不乖哦，拿起一块石头啊，就丢那个鱼。
And that day, one of the kids actually picked up a stone and tried to throw it at the fish.
这个鱼被吓了，马上又再跳一级，本来要休息久一点。
And the fish was startled, so it immediately jumped to the next step.
我看那个鱼被吓死了，大概。啊，小朋友下次不要这样子啊。
And I saw that it's truly a startled the fish.
要看这个三文鱼要很安静，也不要丢石头进去。
We should watch out not to let the little kids do that.
但是因为这个鱼又一直溺水往上游。
And because the fish continue to swim against the current.
我们再看下一张 next picture. 下一个 slide. 所以这个鱼在游上去的时候啊，常常会受伤。
So oftentimes when the fish swim back, they will be injured.
会撞到啊，头破血流啊。你看，这个不是上个礼拜拍的，上个礼拜没有看到那么壮观。This
was not from last week.
这个是网络上面找的。I
found this picture.
本来应该是如果鱼多的时候，一起跳上去哦，几千几百条啊，这样跳上去就会像这样。
And this would be the scene when you see hundreds of fishes that jump together.
那我们想象上个礼拜我看到这样就好了。
You can imagine that we saw this last week.
听说5年一次会大量的回流。
People say that every 5 years there will be a great group of fish that return.
那上个礼拜我们有看到偶尔一两条这样跳上去，但是没有跳那么高了，因为那个一级都很低。
Last week we saw a few fishes that jump one step by step.
但是在大自然里面呢，他们要跳的就是那么高了。
But this is actually how high they need to jump in nature.
所以啊，一跳的时候撞到石头，撞到被别人也撞到，挤到，哇，这个鼻子也破了，皮肤也破了。
So when they jump up, usually they might hit each other or hit some rocks.
我已经在温哥华的时候看过那个三文鲑鱼回流，哇，真的游到最顶端的那三文鱼啊，没有一只是好的，都是头破血流。 都受伤了。
In the past, when I went to see Simon Rounds in Vancouver, I truly observed that at the end, when these fishes reached their destination, none of them were not injured.
到最后呢，受了伤还要再产卵。
But even after they were injured, they still need to lay eggs.
产完卵之后，差不多一个礼拜。就自然就死掉了。
And after they lay eggs, 1 week later, they would die.
所以这个 母语啊，这个上这个国语，他们的使命就是要去上游产卵死。
So the missions of these female fish is to go upstream to lay eggs and then die.
哇，我觉得真的是使命真的很伟大。
It's a truly great mission.
下一个 picture，next picture。啊，这一条就是死的三文鱼。
This is a dead fish.
这个是
dead salmon.
这个是在那边拍的，不是网络找的。
I took this picture there last week.
我看到这条鱼哦。
I saw this picture.
啊，我觉得它生命的神创造生命的伟大。
I truly appreciate how great God is.
他把他的生命献出来了。
Because this fish gave his life.
啊，已经产卵了。
It laid the eggs.
克服了困难了。
It had already overcame all the obstacles.
不单只是这样子哦。
Not only that.
科学家有研究。
Scientists also study.
这个三文鱼产完卵死了之后，它那个尸体啊，会分泌一种浮游生物，来给那些小 baby 鱼苗做营养。
That after the salmon dies, its body will also decompose and emit certain nutrients, so that the little fish can receive.
尸体啊。都是有对下一代都有帮助的。
Even the body can be beneficial to the next generation.
那从这个道理，我们可以思想到什么
？So from this, what can we think about?
我们可以思想到主耶稣基督的爱。
We can think about the love of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣为什么来到这个世上
？Why did the Lord Jesus come into this world?
他有一个很明确的目标。
There is a very clear mission.
他不是只是为了要医病赶鬼这样而已。
He did not just come to heal the sick or drive out demons.
我们看路加福音第十三章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音第十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
31节。
Verse 31.
路加福音十三章三十一节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 31.
十三章三十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 31.
正当那时，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧，因为希律想要杀你。”
On that very day, some Pharisees came saying to him, "Get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you."
耶稣说：“你们去告诉那狐狸，说今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。”
And he said to them, "Go tell the fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow.'" And the third day, I shall be perfect.
虽然这样，今天、明天、后天，我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外，上命是不能的。
Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem.
主耶稣来到世上，他的目标就是十字架。
The Lord Jesus came into this world, and his goal was the cross.
因为他知道人类的罪，只有替我们流血赎罪，才有办法消除。
Because he knew that the only way to get rid of man's sin is for him to die and shed his blood.
人没有别的出路了。
There are no other way out for human beings.
人靠自己的修行，自己做什么好事，也没有办法救自己。
That man cannot save themselves by doing good.
So 他一定要献上自己。
So he had to be sacrificed.
所以他的目标就是十字架。
So his goal in life was the cross.
就是耶路撒冷。
It was Jerusalem.
他早就知道别人要陷害他。
He knew long ago that people would persecute him.
他早就知道他要被出卖。
He knew that he would be betrayed.
他早就知道他要被钉死在十字架上面。
He knew he would be nailed on the cross.
但是他一点都不后悔。
But he had no regret.
最近我在读以赛亚书。
Recently, I've been reading the book of Isaiah.
读到五十三章。
Right now, I'm at Isaiah chapter 53.
我心里真的很感动。
I'm truly touched.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章
，Isaiah 53，
第一节
，Verse 1。
以赛亚书五十三章第一节
，Isaiah 53 Verse 1。
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？第二节
，Verse 2。
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无加行美容，我们看见他的时候也没有美貌，使我们羡慕他。
Verse 1。Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire.
第四节,
verse 4.
他诚然担当我们的忧患, 背负我们的痛苦, 我们却以为他受责罚被神击打苦害了。Surely
he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
那知他为我们的过犯受害, 为我们的罪孽压伤, 因他受的刑罚, 我们得平安, 因他受的鞭伤, 我们得医治。
And he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him.
最近这一段呢, 就是预言主耶稣基督, 是受苦的仆人。
This passage prophesies that the Lord Jesus Christ will become a suffering servant.
所以说为我们呢, 就经历了一切的苦。
The Lord Jesus experienced all these sufferings for us.
因为我们当传道人呢, 常常跟执事啊, 跟负责人啊, 都会去访问弟兄姐妹。
As church ministers, we often will visit brothers and sisters with other brothers and sisters.
那去的时候呢, 他告诉我们, 本来我们不平安的。
Usually when we go, sometimes members will tell us how
心灵不平安啊, 肉体不平安啊,
that they do not have peace.
那我们就帮他祷告,
so we will pray for them.
就很奇妙, 祷告完, 他们的心里都能够安静下来。
And very miraculously, usually after prayer, their hearts will be calm.
病呢, 有时候觉得说怜悯的, 没有那么痛苦, 或者是会好起来。
That sometimes even the sick brothers and sisters, after prayer, they will be less painful or they will become better.
为什么会好呢?
Why is that?
这里说啊, 是我们的苦啊, 主耶稣把我们担起来了。
Here it says that he has taken up our transgression.
他为我们受鞭伤, 我们就得了医治。
That he was stricken for us so that we can be healed.
我看到那个鲑鱼的这样子死在那一边, 全身伤痕。
So I see the dead salmon there, and the whole body was injured.
我想起我的主耶稣基督为我们所付出的。
So I remember how much my Lord Jesus has paid for us.
那我们对主耶稣的爱有没有感受?
So do we have any feelings towards the love of Jesus?
我们有时候很看重那个我们身边看得见的物质, 或者是我们的东西。
We often pay a lot of attention to the things around us, all these physical things.
对主的爱没有很深的感受。
But we usually have very little feelings towards the love of God.
像领圣餐。
For example, during our Holy Communion.
我们看不看重圣餐?
Do we place emphasis on Holy Communion?
如果我们很看重圣餐里,
if we truly place emphasis on Holy Communion,
啊, 这是应该的,
this is what we should do.
主耶稣爱我们,
because the Lord Jesus has loved us so much.
但是有时候如果我们不看重领圣餐,
however, sometimes if we don't place emphasis on Holy Communion,
圣餐的时候没有来, 在家里, 或者是忙别的事,
that during Holy Communion, if we don't come or we are busy doing other things,
主耶稣就会很伤心,
then the Lord Jesus would be not very happy.
我为你献出了我的生命,
I have offered up my life for you.
你为我献出了什么?
But what have you offered for me?
那还好, 最后, 53章的第11节, 这里说,
but chapter 53 verse 10 it says,
53章的第11节,
chapter 53 verse 11,
他必看见自己劳苦的功效, 便信满意主, 有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义, 并且他要承担他们的罪孽。
He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. The Lord Jesus has already sacrificed his life for us.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
主耶稣看到他的劳苦,
he has seen his labor.
看到信他的人得救,
he sees that those who believe in him is safe.
有平安,
they have peace.
那个属灵的生命呢, 开始延续,
and this spiritual life is passed on.
很多人因为他得以称为义,
and because of him, many people can be justified.
他觉得是值得的,
so he feels that it is worth it.
主耶稣觉得是值得的,
the Lord Jesus feels it is worth it.
感谢神, 从上文语, 关于的回流,
thank the Lord from the return of Samuel.
可以看到神造物的伟大,
we can see how great God's creation is.
下一次我们去那个海边湖边啊, 看到这个关于回流,
Next time when we go to watch the salmon run,
真的心中要特别的感恩,
in our heart we have to be thankful.
记得要神的奇妙的设计,
we need to remember the special design of God.
还有呢, 神透过归语告诉我们要归回,
Also through the sermons, God is telling us that we must return.
也告诉我们主耶稣基督为我们克服了所有的困难。
It tells us that the Lord Jesus has overcome all obstacles.
那今天你的信仰上面有很大的困难吗？
So today, do you have a lot of obstacles in your faith?
有人说，哎呀，我遇到很多的苦啊。
Some people say that I meet up with many sufferings.
主耶稣给我很多的考验呢。
The Lord Jesus has given me many trials.
我想放弃了，我受不了了。
I want to give up because I cannot take it anymore.
你想想，主耶稣为你克服了多少的苦难
？But just think about how much sufferings the Lord Jesus bore for your sake.
一想起主耶稣，我们就有力量。
If you think about the Lord Jesus, then you can be strengthened.
你一想起人，你的力量就不见了。
If you think about human beings, then your strength will be gone.
一想起神，我们就有力量。
But if you think about God, then you can be strengthened.
主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
唱诗456首。
Sing Hymn 456.